to Boston now, where records obtained by the Boston Herald through a court order reveal that Vatican officials were aware of and took part in the cover-up of sexual abuse by a priest more than 30 years ago. The records include scores of letters and memos from the personnel file of defrocked priest James Porter, who faced molestation allegations as far back as 1964. Jack Sullivan wrote the story for the Boston Herald and joins us from his office. Who was James Porter, and was his case well known to people within the Catholic Church at this time?
He's one of the most notorious pederasts that has come out of this scandal so far here in Massachusetts, and at the time was very well known within the circles that cover the Vatican and cover the Church. In 1993, 20 years after he was laicized.
That's returned to the laity.
Right. He was removed from the priesthood. Defrocked is the term that lay people use. He was laicized in 1973, and in 1993, he pleaded guilty here in Massachusetts to sexually molesting 28 children in the 1960s. And he also had faced charges in Minnesota, Missouri, Nevada, New Mexico, and Texas as well.
Well, this seems to be the first case in which we see that the Vatican was clearly alerted to the sexual abuse by a priest in the United States. What do we know about how much information the Vatican got and how the Vatican responded?
Well, we know they got quite a bit of information, John. The entire personnel file for Father Porter, including his numerous assignments, the allegations, notes from then-Bishop James Conley and, at that time, Monsignor of the Diocese of Fall River, Umberto Medeiros, who later became Archbishop and Cardinal in Boston, were forwarded to the Vatican during the laicization petition for Father Porter, as well as a 17-page letter he wrote directly to Pope Paul VI, in which he made explicit admissions about his homosexual involvement with boys, as well as the lengths that bishops went to cover it up and to shuffle them around from parish to parish and state to state. We know that the laicization was granted, and under canon law, only the Pope can grant laicization. So he clearly, if not directly, had all the information, was given the outline, and his aides knew all the information regarding Father Porter.
Have you asked the Vatican for a response to the story that you wrote in the Boston Herald today?
We have placed calls and have not had calls returned.
These documents that you reported on today are 30 to 40 years old. They were forwarded to the Vatican at the time. Do you believe that current Vatican officials were aware of these documents?
Absolutely. We do believe that, John. The Catholic Church, if nothing else, is scrupulous in their record keeping so that there's a continuity of knowledge from one generation to the next. The Church doesn't measure events in news cycles. They measure it in generations. And one of the best ways to keep that continuity is to maintain the records.
Thanks very much.
You're welcome, John.
Jack Sullivan is a reporter for the Boston Herald.